This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth, Lake Worth area off of Quebec. It is also a shout-out Friday, and I feel like I say this incorrectly sometimes, so we got a shout-out on Twitter. Can you shout out the Cato Mills, or Cato Mills if you're not fancy, volleyball team for advancing for the first time in school history to the regional finals against Salina in Melissa. Congratulations to those ladies right there, and congratulations to all of us, because now you get the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I appreciate that from the Tolos, too.
Y'all, thank
y'all.
Up.
They are always amped up.
Hey,
and it's
real quick question, just between me and you.
Just between us.
I can hear you.
They seem to cheer for you, and they seem to cheer for me.
Yeah. I think Kevin's upset that nobody's cheering for him.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's
Let's give
not.
It up for Kevin Hagelin, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Because, we had to demand it.
No, I don't.
All right. I got a lot of things to get to here, Mike. Got a lot of things to get to here. All right, so before we get into anything else, is right now an okay time to put up the tree and put presents under it?
Presents?
Okay, them seeing no's.
My wife asked me yesterday about calling up the guy who puts up lights for us, and I was like, if he wants to do it this weekend, fine. And she's like, well, I was like, we don't have to turn on the lights. They can just be up. So I'm even, like, right now, like, turning on the lights. If they do get hung this weekend, I'd be like, I feel like it's still a little too early. I like doing it the weekend of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, because last week on Sunday, I gave in and I brought all the decorations for inside the house out so Lucy could decorate. And she started wrapping presents. And she was like, where's the tree? And I was like, it's not time for that. But I'm going to have to teach her at some point. But she started wrapping. She had like about seven different presents wrapped.
Wow.
That she did. And I'll get back into that in just a few moments. But I saw this a moment ago. Thank you, Alec Medford, for shooting this over to me. There is a Paul Skeens 1-of-1 rookie debut patch autograph, and it is officially there for Topps Chrome update.
Right.
All right, and it's releasing 2 days ago.
Yes.
All right, so it is already released. The Pittsburgh Pirates have said to the lucky person who finds this card, we'd love to bring this card home to PNC Park to share with all the Buccos fans. Here's our offer.
Oh.
They're offering 2 Pirates season tickets behind home plate for the next 30 years.
30 years?
A softball game for 30 at PNC Park and coaching from Pirates alumni.
All right,
a spring training experience like no other, a private tour of Pirate City and their park, meet and greet with Paul Skeens, 2 Paul Skeens autographed jerseys, take batting practice and warm up with the team, and other unique experiences at the Pirates Park.
Wow.
Now, there is something else I'm gonna throw in there in just a second.
Just for the record, that's the goal of the package I'm always trying to get for Peace-a-thon. Like 30 years of Rangers tickets.
Two tickets for 30 years?
Ooh,
that seems
insane. By the way, another plug for Peace-a-thon. We'll have a package that we're auctioning off where you get 4 seats to a Rangers game that are at least $150 a piece, plus you get to go on the field before the game for batting practice.
That sounds awesome right there. So, Mike, is that worth it to you if you pulled the 1-of-1 Paul Skeens card to get that kind of a stack right
so
there?
So here's why the answer for me is no.
Oh.
99.9% chance the person who pulls this card out of the pack, first of all, this card will be worth a minimum of $100,000 to $250,000. So you have to understand that before taxes and what you're going to have to pay, if you pull this card, you have a minimum of $100,000. You could have up to $250,000 if you sell it. What do you do if you're here at Buffalo Wild Wings and you pull this card? You're not going to a Pirates game. You're not going to 81 Pirates games for the next 30 years. You don't live there.
That's you got to move to Pittsburgh.
So now you have to figure if you're a Pirates fan, would you want – I don't know the math of this. I don't know how much it costs to sit behind home plate at PNC Park for a Pirates game. If you know you get two tickets for the next 30 years and all of this stuff that you want, does it – is it more than if I buy that card from the person who pulled it out of a pack – to $125,000. Am I winning or losing that? Because if I can get those tickets, but it cost me the next 30 years, I'm guessing with inflation and everything, and I'm a big Pirates fan, if it's like, well, it'd be $80,000 for that, or it'd be $200,000 for that, then maybe I do the math in my head and go, I'll pay the $125,000 right now, buy it, then give it to Pittsburgh, because I live in Pittsburgh, I am a Pirates fan. So that's the tough part about this pool. Is if like Wyatt Langford's card will probably be like a $50,000 card, his.
They're giving well over value because I broke it down. This prices those tickets out at $50 a piece. I'm willing to wager that a ticket behind home plate is worth way more than $50, and that's if you put the card at $250,000. So I think the Pirates are going above and beyond value-wise. This is probably closer to at least $500K.
Kevin? Somebody else then up the stakes. Paul Skeen's girlfriend, Olivia Dunn, said, let's raise the stakes. The person who finds the card can sit with me at a Pirates game in my suite. And I'm just kind of like, that is now added to this.
So you got about 3 hours.
And now, Mike, what's happened here is, I don't know if, like, did people already get this card? Probably. But
no,
if not, she just gave them a reason to go buy the card. Like, to go, like, more people.
This will be a national story when it's pulled. I'm just looking right now. Just today, somebody pulled the Jack Leiter one of these.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know how much it sold for because it said $3,000 or best offer.
Jeez.
It has sold. Now, look, if you're the Leiter family, like,
that's
this
a significant
is,
card.
To me, that's a buy because now I have my child's debut patch. It's only 1/1. Like, literally, this is going to be the card now from 2023 on that will be the rookie card of all rookie cards for every player. There's a zillion other rookie cards. This will be the only one of Paul Skeens, Wyatt Langford, Evan Carter, all of these guys from now on, if Topps can keep doing this, put that debut patch, you know that this was part of the jersey they wore in game one, and they signed this card, and it is a 1/1, and no other card will be like it. And so these cards are going to be very expensive.
How many, Kevin, how many guys out there are trying to buy it, though, just so they can go sit in Livy Dunn's suite?
Which hopefully...
Knowing that her boyfriend is on the field pitching.
But hopefully they're going because they just want to meet her, not thinking, I have 3 hours to convince her to break up with her millionaire famous boyfriend. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you just really love her for, like, her gymnastics and stuff, that's a great deal.
Yeah, because she can tumble.
That's all right. A heck of a deal.
Okay, now to the story that I've been very concerned about. I lost my wedding ring.
Where?
So on Saturday, I took my wedding ring off and put it next to the sink, next to, like, on my countertop in my bathroom.
Did you not want to be married?
No, it's just I was going to bed. I don't typically sleep with my wedding ring on. That's just I take it off. And the next day, as I was getting all the stuff out of the attic.
You really sleep naked.
Yeah, I told you. As I was getting all the stuff out of the attic, I didn't put it on again. Like, I had to get up in the attic and do stuff. So I was like, I'm just going to go grab all this stuff and then I'll come back. So on Monday morning, as I was getting ready to come into work, I looked down and my wedding ring's not there. And so I was kind of looking around going, hey, where is this thing? And then the next day, I asked Adrienne, I said, hey, have you seen my wedding ring? And she said, no. She said, this happens sometimes. I'm sure it'll turn up somewhere. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And then on Wednesday, I asked the boys. I was like, guys, have y'all seen my wedding ring anywhere? Are y'all trying to play a joke on me or anything like that? And the boys were like, no. And so I'm looking through boxes and looking all over the house trying to find this because this is an important thing to me.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, we're kind of sitting there, and I was talking to Adrian. I was like, I cannot believe that I can't find my wedding ring. And Lucy looked at me, because she was wrapping presents, and said, oh, you mean the ring that I wrapped the other day? And I was like, oh, okay, so it's in that. And Adrian goes, yeah, don't you remember I found one of her wrappings and I opened it and it had a dollar in it? And I said, I do remember that. And she said, yeah, it was in the other one that I wrapped. And that's the one that I thought was paper trash that I picked up off the ground and took to the recycling bin. And the recycling was taken yesterday.
Oh.
And my wedding ring.
Did you give her a spanking?
No, I didn't give her a spanking for this. My wedding ring is somewhere in recycling in Plano, and it is gone. Like, it is not one that it's like.
White gold? Is it silver?
It is platinum. It is.
Oh,
no,
my gosh. Oh,
that's a Plano money.
No. It's white gold. It is white gold.
Okay.
Yeah, it was white gold. Because I wanted to get the platinum one, but he said it scratched easier than white gold did. So I didn't get that. So it is the white gold. And it was a very simple band. But is it my fault for actually physically throwing it away? Or is it Lucy's fault for taking my ring when she probably should? She was just grabbing things that she saw and started wrapping them, and I thought that was trash whenever I saw it.
I think it might have been your fault for taking it off. Okay. That's what I'm going to go with.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I should always leave it on.
Yes.
There's percentages of blame to go around, but it happens. Things happen, right?
Yeah, and then so now my question is, what do I do? What do I do? Do I replace it with?
I'm wondering what the weirdest thing Lucy's ever wrapped.
Yeah,
about.
Now she likes to go hide things. She'll take Adrian's keys and hide them. She did hide Adrian's wedding rings once.
Oh.
Her engagement ring, she hid it under her bed or something like that.
Oh, man.
But yeah, there have been times where we'll just find stuff and we'll be like, Lucy, did you hide this? And she's like, ha 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 ha. She thinks it's hilarious. But I don't know exactly what to do now. Do I? And the Tolos last night. It was pretty nice. One guy said it might be easier just to get a new wife than tell your actual wife happened.
That might have been Jerry Jones. Why don't I just tear the stadium down?
Just buy a new wife and everything will be fine.
Can you imagine getting to know another woman that well?
I don't. I can't. I know Adrian so well, and we click together in such a great way. Now, obviously, I'm very good at compromising. Is that right, Kevin? I'm pretty good at that.
Yes, that is true.
So I do compromise a lot to make things work, but she's amazing. So, no, I don't think I could go out of my way. Some people said leave the country and don't tell Adrian.
Oh.
I've lost my ring twice.
Okay, and how did Sue respond whenever you told her?
Pretty okay.
Okay.
Is a silver ring. From James Avery.
I have one of those it's the exact same thing.
Nice.
It's the exact same as my wedding ring, but it's silver.
And maybe the first one was white gold and the second one was silver. I can't remember, to be honest. But I was playing basketball up at, in the Lake Highlands area in the mornings, and I just would put it in my bag, play basketball for an hour and a half or whatever, and then I look at my bag and my wedding ring is gone. So I think somebody just stole it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
So that's that. And then my second one, I honestly can't remember. I lost it.
It just showed up one day and it was gone.
And at that point, after losing two rings, and luckily they're not, when I say that expensive, they're not that expensive. I would say it's not like a woman's wedding ring.
Oh, yeah, hers cost a lot more, yeah.
So
3 years' salary,
there's no
right?
diamonds.
No,
it was
that's
just,
3 months?
So now I just go with the Amazon rubber ring.
Okay, and that's what I've been getting. Yeah. Kevin, what do you have? I've seen yours.
Yeah, I have just say, I think it is silver.
Okay, I have seen the rubber rings on Amazon. A lot of people suggested doing that as well.
I have some of those. I've just never used them.
Okay, and that's what I'm strongly considering doing that. Or maybe I don't worry about it and I just go without ring for the rest of my life.
Okay.
What are y'all's thoughts on that?
No. Ask our thoughts.
I see some people thinking it's okay.
No, yeah, don't ask their thoughts either. Yeah. What are your wife's thoughts?
I have not asked her yet, but I think she'd be all right with it. She's like, I think she'd be okay. You know, she doesn't want to hold me down. You know what I'm saying? She wants to make sure that this wild animal gets his life on, you know?
What the hell does that mean?
I hope she didn't hear that, honestly.
Did you just say when a wild animal gets his life on?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. So I think I'm just going to go with the rubber ring and make sure I never take it off again. I think that's
if you were a wild animal, what kind of wild animal would you be?
A lion. I always like lions. I think lions are cool. So there you go.
That's your main choice?
That is my main choice, yes. Do you have a lion joke? Is
no.
That, okay, good.
I just didn't want to call you a liar.
You're talking like you're a wild animal. Like,
I already had it in mind from the 682. This is Chris from Arlington. I'll try to find Corey's ring in Plano and return it. So I appreciate that. If you work in Plano recycling, please let me know. Or maybe we reach out to Diamond. Hold on. You have Diamond Factory, Mike? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Maybe we could reach out to the Diamond Factory and see if I can get myself some diamonds on a ring.
You'd want a diamond ring?
Yeah. And then get a pinky ring to go along with it with like a little ruby on it. Like, what's up? Pinky rings are dope.
Is this because you watched The Penguin?
I did watch The Penguin. It was awesome.
Hey, okay. What if?
What?
Just suggesting, so you don't lose it, you get a diamond tongue ring.
Okay. That's not a bad option. Not a bad option.
And then you do it without your wife knowing. And then you show it to her and be like, I won't lose this ring.
Guess what?
Because it's on my
tongue. Replaced it. Yeah, here it is on my tongue. I might have to take a couple days off because talking is my business.
Let me just check something here. Mike, what do you think are the advantages of a tongue ring?
You feel it at all times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is true. It's
like
in your mouth.
It's in your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not going to lose things that are in your mouth.
Are there any other advantages you've heard of?
It looks cool.
I don't know. Does it like
this is a family show, Mike. We're not talking about that.
Like minty, like I don't know, like you could make it mint flavored.
Kevin
or something?
Is suggesting that with sexual encounters it's useful.
What?
It's a useful option. That is what you're suggesting right
I
now.
I don't
Kevin.
Know about all that, sir.
And that is the C Block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Thanks for helping me out, guys.
Coming up next, what football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? And God help us, masterpiece of the week, next on The Fan.
Gray, the tight end. Mahomes, caught for the touchdown. There it is, the all-time Chiefs leading touchdown receiver.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in just a minute. Before that, though, which football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Obviously, we have some collegiate options. There is a loaded NFL slate. And, of course, Texas high school football playoffs have begun.
Nice.
So, gentlemen, I think I know where y'all might go with this, but what game are you most looking forward to this week?
I mean, it's Lions-Jags, obviously. That's a huge game, huge implications.
That is actually not what
I
thought you were going to say.
I was joking. It's Ravens-Steelers. Ravens-Steelers is one of those. It's a noon kickoff, but Lamar Jackson against the Steelers is very interesting because of what the Steelers are doing right now. Like, what they're doing, is it real? Because we feel like the Ravens team is a real thing right now, right? So I feel like that's the one that I want to see. That's going to be a matchup. It might be the low-scoring game. It might be one of those. But it's going to be one of those that I think it's a battle back and forth the entire time.
Obviously, it's Chiefs and Bills.
Yeah, I think I do have some other games that I'm interested in, but that one makes a lot of sense. That feels like the game of the weekend. And I know the Chiefs will still have the inside track for home field advantage, but if the Bills can win this game, surely they're going to think, hey, we're in the mix. We have an opportunity for home field now.
To your point, I feel like a lot of teams after playing the Chiefs go, we can beat them.
Yes.
We didn't beat them, but we can beat them.
Yeah, that's a fair way of putting it.
We could have done that.
I wanted to throw it out there. Bizarrely, I think Falcons and the Broncos as well is what I'm going to go with. Now, selfishly, Falcons and the Broncos is on The Fan. You can tune in starting at 3 o'clock. But I'm intrigued to see more teams. I like these separation games where it's like, hey, could the Broncos season potentially be over? Maybe they get a win and keep moving in the right direction. Could the Falcons season really hit the skids, or will they take this win and really reassert their dominance throughout the division? So I like Falcons, Broncos as well, but to y'all's point, Ravens, Steelers, and Chiefs, Bills are clearly the more marquee games of the weekend. All right. On the college football front, Tennessee and Georgia. That's another game that you can hear right here on 105.3 The Fan. And from the 817, the game I'm looking forward to most is the Monday Night Football game because I won tickets from The Fan. Now, we did get somebody who texted in and was like, hey, I got tickets and I'm not going to go just so I can show Jerry what's up. But I don't believe that was really the person, so hopefully they have a lot of fun at the Cowboys-Texans game this weekend. But the other college football game, so there's two of them, is Georgia-Tennessee. And then, I got to tell you, I'm invested. Boston College and SMU.
What?
I feel like every SMU game from here on out pretty much becomes a must-watch, must-pay-attention-to because they have an honest-to-goodness shot to make the playoff. Not like a, if this happens, then this happens. If they just keep winning, they're going to make the playoff. And so now SMU has become a team that I think probably has a lot of the Metroplex attention, but it's gotten more of my attention.
They're favored by 18.5.
Yeah, and I hope they just dominate that game.
Lashley was on with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton show.
Do you think
yesterday?
That will help them? Help SMU or hurt them?
I think it'll help. He sounds so fun. Like they did a phenomenal job with the interview for one, but he just sounds like a coach you want to play for, but a dude that you're like, hey man, this is a great dude. This is awesome to see happening in Dallas. Listen, I love me some TCU. You always know that.
Yes.
I've always loved Fort Worth and TCU. But seeing what's happening at SMU and looking like that program can – because I think why wouldn't Dallas be a great spot
absolutely.
For a program to just be dominant for a while? And it could be a great opportunity for that area to come back to prominence. So I'm excited about it.
Now, we told you earlier in the day that Harrison Butker was going to the injured reserve. Also wanted to add this for the Bills. Dalton Kincaid, because of a knee issue – will not be in that game on Sunday either. So, look, I understand for seeding purposes this is a huge game, probably a huge game for a lot of other reasons, but I wonder if each team walks away from this either thinking, hey, you caught us, good game on you, but we can still beat you, or if either team will be like, hey, we're missing some key spots, especially offensively for the Bills. When we inevitably play in the playoffs again, we'll get you next time.
Yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm really excited about that game, absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
I'd like to think that a pause was for me, but it's totally for what's about
to
happen.
Wait. We can figure this out. Guys, was that applause for Alec back in the studio?
Hold on. Guys, was that applause for Kevin? Look at that. I didn't expect that.
I expected a layout right there. All right. So, Alec, people are excited. What do you got for them?
Well, I've got Masterpiece of the Week. It's where we're going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, and oftentimes concerning things that have been said by us on this very program. And I've got quite the lineup here this week. We have two celebrity entrants. Would you like to start there? I can give you Eric Chiafalo of the G-Bag Nation,
or
Jerry Jones this morning.
Let's go Rico first.
All right. Chiafalo said this during my segment yesterday, and I still don't even know what the context was.
When he tightens up a little bit, I'm gonna get in there, but I just don't see that day ever coming, you know?
I think Eric Chiafalo was trying to get on Masterpiece of the Week.
Eric Chiafalo is a sexual being.
He is very a sexual being. Yeah, that's true.
That's one way to put it.
Mike, your thoughts on that onion ring?
Solid.
Nice.
I like the dip.
Yes, those are good dips.
By the way, Chiafalo, he has kids.
Yeah.
So you're saying that Kevin don't pursue him?
Yeah.
All right.
Huh? Okay.
I don't know, Alec. I don't know.
Yeah, that – okay. Let's go to Mike. We're going to go to my favorite subcategory here. It actually happened today. This is Mike overreacting.
Is this Stevie Wonder?
Yes. Mike loves some Stevie Wonder right there.
Laugh,
that was
Mike.
Before we even told the story. Mike was excited about the Stevie Wonder story.
I didn't know we were going to talk about Stevie Wonder today, but I saw that and I thought it was funny. And then you brought it up. I was proud. I was excited. Stevie Wonder can see, maybe.
Oh. Okay.
It's a miracle.
That's up in the air. We don't know yet. I don't know. At this point, I've heard so many stories about him claiming to use his eyes, and I'm like, I don't know at this point. I also don't know what Corey was saying here.
Nice, thick cake.
Oh, man, yeah. Susie Cakes.
You weren't talking about a butt?
No, I was not talking about a butt. The
line,
Susie
Kevin,
cakes,
the line.
They have nice. Their cakes are really good.
What happened to Lisa yesterday? Didn't you say, like, Lisa from Fort Worth was going to bring us something to eat?
Oh, Lisa's Kitchen. Somebody said they were bringing Lisa's Kitchen up to us.
I don't know what happened. I'm sorry.
I have no clue.
Kitchen wasn't cooking yesterday.
No, it wasn't cooking. But, yeah, that's about Susie Cakes right there, man.
Mm-hmm. And what are Susie Cakes? I don't even know.
It's a cake shop. They're from, I think, based in California, but they arrived all over the place. And their cakes are about a foot tall. And they are dense butter. Like, there's butter. Like, it's so good. Yeah, great. Buttercream outside, too. You know, the icing is really good.
I feel like in our neighborhood there's a place called Crecia's that is like that.
Yeah, there's one, I think, right around you.
Well, Kevin was talking about Chiafalo in a specific way. I think he needs to look in the mirror.
He was just sticking his finger in his ear hole. Ear hole.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not sexual.
It was the
right?
ear hole of his helmet, though, is what he was doing.
But you know what? They're showing Matthew Stafford. He doesn't have ear holes.
What are you talking about?
On his helmet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he not?
They're just showing. You can't look. You can't get into his ear hole.
Wow.
Do you think anybody has an ear thing?
You think he, huh?
Do you, not
what
him.
Did you just say?
Do you think anybody has an ear thing?
Absolutely. Has Jess ever licked your ear?
I don't want to talk about
Raise
that.
Your hand if you have an ear thing. I don't see anybody saying they have an ear
You're
thing.
You're saying?
Kevin.
I was like, are you trying to tell us you do?
No, I do not.
Are you into ears?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever looked at somebody and go, man, their ears are just beautiful.
No, I have not.
So you're telling me you don't look at Andrew Siciliano and say,
oh. Because that's the guy that people think has big ears, right?
Yes
he does.
Okay.
Massive
you, never, ears. You never just sat there and been like, those lobes are just so plump.
Yeah, look at those.
No.
All right.
What is okay? You
so
know what
is
enjoy
what, do you
what you
Jess
enjoy.
Has done to his ears?
I don't know
because he sounds like he wants to keep this very private.
No,
she got those big headphones for him. To
oh, that's
him,
right.
You know?
Ooh,
protect his
point.
Ears.
You guys are so dumb.
I don't think so. Like we both graduated college.
Yeah, I think we're onto something here.
Yeah,
yeah. Shout out UTA.
And Mike studied the entire universe.
Yes. Universal studies.
Yeah, everybody knows whole degree in the universe.
Stupid. Not a half degree, a whole degree. Corey said this.
But I'm not as – maybe that dude's more flexible than me.
Probably a lot of people are more flexible than me.
How flexible are you?
I'm not as flexible as you. You can put your foot in your mouth. I can't
That's
do that.
That's true.
Like you can, I'm not
what?
Saying like you've done that.
You're flexible without trying to be flexible, Kevin. Do you stretch?
No.
You're just one of those flexy yeah. muscle kind of people.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I've always had to stretch in order to be flexible. I'm not at all.
No, I'm not flexible at all either. You're very fibrous.
I do admire bendy people, though. I mean, you know, if you can bend around and do some things, that's pretty impressive. Oh, okay.
So you are God gave you the gift of flexibility, yet all you do is eat your toenails.
God gave me the ability of flexibility with my body, with my mind. Not so good at that.
I know, but you haven't used your flexibility to better this world.
Yeah, that's a superpower.
How would you? How should I better the world with that?
That's up to people.
That was
that
your blessing.
No, not true.
I don't know.
Not true. Sometimes at the grocery store, if somebody needs help with something on the top row,
that's height.
That's being tall.
Okay.
That's Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah. I'm still helping out.
Dirk's very tall for his age,
or any age, right?
He's just tall in general.
Mm-hmm. He is a tall man.
All right, Mike, I don't know why I thought this was so funny.
I don't know how to do my job. F you.
Is it going to be like that?
That
at some
is
point?
Pretty much what every one of our Monday meetings is like right there. So, yeah, that's all right.
I don't even remember what I was talking about.
I think it was the
You're
Luka
talking about
complaining
this
the
job.
Refs.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Every game.
Yeah, Mike's not
At least
very
he
happy.
Doesn't play defense.
Let's see. Corey said this.
His stick just feels like it's he gets more reach with it.
Ooh. Hockey.
Stankoven. I was talking about Stankoven. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
Stanky has a long stick.
Okay.
And who's on his line?
The other ones.
Duchesne. Oh, my God.
Is Duchesne on his line?
Yes, I knew that's what he was getting at.
Okay.
But what do you call him, Mike?
Stanky.
And what do you call Duchesne?
Yeah.
Douche.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Doucher.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was aiming for.
Yeah, I don't.
They cheer for this man.
I don't hear anybody
cheering. They cheer for this man. Nope. I bet they will.
I guarantee you Duchesne has had a teammate in his life that has called him Doucher.
Probably so.
You're probably right,
they
Mike.
They probably got punched, too, though.
No, they didn't.
Maybe they didn't. Teammates don't get punched.
Duchesne's not a fighter.
That's right.
He's a scorer.
A scorer and a sister.
You can't be a scorer and a fighter.
Well, Kevin scored on this, I think.
I am undefeated in lifetime sack bets.
That's my winner right there. That is fantastic.
That was for the guy who said he would staple it to his head.
Yeah, that was stupid.
If Juan Soto signed with the Cubs. I just don't even know how genetically how that's possible.
Just stretch it.
It sounds like the Mets are going to...
Yeah, they said we'll do everything we can.
I'm like, at that point, the Yankees are like, we're going to lose the financial battle. It's just a matter of can we be competitive enough that Juan Soto would rather be a Yankee than a Met.
Oh,
that's it.
Thanks, Mike. Jerry Jones said this earlier today.
I love the weeds, too.
That's my winner.
He's
that
talking
is...
about when you wait tables and you're very busy, you're in the weeds. But he was referring to it as like the details, right? Like he was saying that's too far in deep into the details.
Let's hear it one more time in the happiness in which he says that.
I love the weeds too.
All right, so that's what I pick.
I get it. I mean, think about the NFL, the players. He loves it because all the players give up all their rights for the weeds.
That's true. That is true.
Interesting. Is that – sorry, Alec, is that the last one?
No, we got a couple of strong entrants.
Okay.
I saved, in my opinion, the best for last.
Telling your wife, hey, you want me to fertilize you? Yeah, that's for grass, man.
The weeds.
Yeah.
The weeds. Mike.
You know what? I'm voting for myself.
Are you?
Yeah, that was funny, and you know it, as you're Kevin the Fertilizer Hagelin.
The Fertilizer.
So it was a joke I made about when a lady wakes up in the morning, you're like, how do you want your eggs?
A
scrambled
lady.
Or fertilized?
Jess. When Jess wakes up in the morning.
Lady. Don't forget
yesterday
that.
At Martin House, somebody walked up and goes, it's the fertilizer, and I do not care for that.
You
nickname.
Made that
yeah,
up.
You created
no,
your
I
nickname.
Didn't. You made it
we
up.
We didn't know
it was
that
a
you were
joke
the...
from a movie called 200 Cigarettes.
You begged to be called that. You asked.
No.
You didn't tell us that. You acted like you made it up, and you told Jess one morning, do you want to be fertilized?
Not... That is not what happened.
Am I getting this story wrong?
You are getting this story
wrong.
Yours
sounds good to me.
You're nailing it.
I'm pretty sure. I remember what you said.
And Kevin even put it in his email signature. So at the bottom, it says Kevin in quotes.
That's how he signs his card.
Would you like to donate to Peace-a-thon?
Yeah, a guy won a shirt earlier, and I saw it.
He signed Kevin.
Yeah,
Hagelin,
Kevin, the
fertilizer.
Better fertilizer. Yeah.
I just wrote better on there, not the other part.
The better
you don't
not
need
the
Scott's
other part.
Turf. You just need Kevin.
I've made two kids.
All right, I got one more, and of course it's Mike Bassick.
Feel them, and I do not like the ones that are scratchy. So I like the ones that are really soft.
Mm-hmm. Shirts,
my shirts.
Shirts, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
The ones
like,
that are
what
scratchy.
Would it be otherwise, though?
A scratchy shirt?
No,
it actually wasn't shirts. I know exactly what it was.
Oh, no.
What were you talking about?
He was rug shopping.
Oh, that's
right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he went to go look at the rugs.
Yeah, the most 80s activity ever.
Do you know how much rugs cost?
A lot. Rugs are expensive.
Do you know, like,
all your life.
Do you know, like, you can get rugs that are like $5,000 and $6,000, and that's just normal?
This is a regular rug, bro.
Do you prefer, like...
All you're doing is putting your feet on it.
Do you prefer, like, a bigger one or, like, a more manageable size one?
Or laying on it.
In our living room, it needs to be big. Because it's going to be at least a 9x12 or a 10x14 makes sense in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
But in the other room, the like connected to the kitchen, small rug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's more like a
Like a strip?
Five by eight, I think, or five by seven.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Does that answer your question, Kevin? Exactly the way you wanted it answered?
Yes. Yes, it does.
In the hallway, you want a thin rug if you're going to get a rug in the hallway.
From the 682, Mike was so bad, I just busted out laughing at the light, and I spit laughing so hard.
Good.
All right. Good. I'm going to vote for Jerry Jones, who he likes the weeds.
I love the weeds, too.
He does. Yeah, he does. I'm voting for Kevin, the fertilizer, Hagelin.
Damn it.
No, but on the one where he said he was the sack artist when he was the best at that and all of his bets.
I am undefeated in lifetime sack bets.
It's just the way you say words is so good.
Everything I say seems so sarcastic
it
or
is.
Aggressive.
I'm voting for the fertilizer.
Okay. Telling your wife, hey, you want me to fertilize you? Yeah, that's for grass, man.
This is tough. I think I'm gonna vote for this.
Telling your wife, hey, you want me to fertilize you?
Good
job.
That's
for grass, man.
It's for grass,
you win again,
man.
Kevin. You win again, dude. That's awesome.
Congratulations to me, I guess.
Good job, Kevin.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can I get a shout out for the 817? I'm turning 60 tomorrow, feeling great and looking great. That's from James. Happy birthday. Shout out to you. Coming up next, some more of your shout outs, but also we will chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation next right here on The Fan.
Daniels is back. He's being chased. He's running. He's being pushed. He's knocked out of bounds. The Eagles take over on downs. The Eagles take over on downs.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan live at Buffalo Wild Wings off of Quebec in Fort Worth. It is a shout-out Friday. We've got a shout-out for the North Crowley football team. They're playing Byron Nelson tonight in the first round of the playoffs. Shout-out to North Crowley. Also, shout-out on the napkin, the smart napkin, to my best friend Sharon, always by my side and always there, spending every Friday with you guys. I believe this is 10 weeks in a row. It's the highlight of our week. You guys make a difference in our life. This season, we are a perfect 10-4-10. I love it. Thank you guys very, very much. And now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Hagee. How are you?
We're doing great. The crowd out here in Fort Worth, Lake Worth has been fantastic all day long. I wanted to ask you guys about the audio we played coming back. Either how much do you believe in the Eagles as maybe the second-best team in the East, or maybe do you not at all believe in the Commanders? Because I know some people have poked holes at their record because of their schedule.
Yeah, you know, I think the Commanders had a tough night last night. I think they were a little bit out of sync, couldn't get anything going. It does appear that Philly is in the driver's seat, but I still wouldn't be surprised if this comes down to which team stays healthiest down the stretch. I think Washington will win. I don't think Philly is a strong Super Bowl contender. They've just been, up until last night, playing pathetic teams, including the Cowboys. And last night they had the advantage of a fatigued Washington team, beat up Washington team on the road Thursday night football. So I still think this is going to be a dogfight. Hagee?
All right. Would anybody else want to chime in, or I can move on to something else?
Well, I think it's the schedules down the stretch. I think for Washington, that's going to benefit them. I mean, I think after the win, I talked about this yesterday on our show, but ESPN projected, I think it drops to an 18% chance for Washington to win this division. But we've seen the Eagles kind of falter late in the season with Nick Sirianni. I mean, they were 10-1 last year. Then they stunk down the stretch, and the Cowboys were able to win that division. So I think they've still got to prove that they can finish the season strong before I'll say, hey, this thing's a wrap. But I think Jaden Daniels definitely had a learning moment last night. That was a tough environment, short week. And I think you saw in moments where we've seen him step up and make some big plays, he wasn't able to do it last night. And then I got Barkley'd, you know, because I had Washington and Survivor, the schmuck that I am. That's what I get for taking an NFC East rival.
Yeah.
Sorry about that,
man. It was
a stupid decision. It was an ultimate backfire.
Sorry, man.
Now, the Stars win last night in emphatic fashion, but unfortunately, the Mavericks continue to struggle mightily in the final 2 minutes of these games. Do y'all want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about fight night?
Oh, man, both are fantastic topics. You know, I think with the Mavs, I'm going to lean optimistic, but I think we're heading to a situation where the chemistry is off, and, you know, I don't know how much Luka cares about defending even in critical situations in the regular season. So I'm kind of coming around to the idea that you know, this is just a good regular season team, and we're going to have to deal with the ups and downs of that probably for the majority of Luka's career. And I'm interested to, you know, start the consideration here for what kind of trades that should be targeted over the next 2-3 months.
Now, on the fight front, I'm not saying I want this to happen by any means, but I'm going to say Jake Paul wins a decision, especially because they're fighting with the bigger gloves. How are you guys feeling about the fight tonight?
You know, I'm going to go Tyson in a decision. I think his defense and footwork is going to be enough to keep Paul off of him and the threat of the bomb. So I think it's going to be 16 minutes of slow dancing, you know, and Tyson kind of respecting the youth and Paul respecting the power so much. So a lot of clutching and not a lot of action is what I expect. Tyson in a decision is my prediction.
I kind of feel like that Tyson is going to try and win this thing early. You know, okay. He's got to
go for the haymakers.
Yeah, I feel like that if he lets Paul hang around, then there's a possibility because of his youth and all that he can maybe score a victory against Tyson late. So I have a feeling the first two rounds are going to be frenetic, if that's the right word, for Tyson and trying to knock him out early so this thing doesn't go any longer than it needs to be. If it goes past the three rounds, then I think Paul's probably going to get a decision here.
I think Tyson's going for the kill. Tyson's going for the kill tonight.
He's got it early, right? And I'm with you. I think the longer this thing goes, it probably favors Jake, even though he did get outpointed versus Tommy Fury, but maybe he learned a little bit from that. So I think Tyson's going to have to get the KO here within the first two rounds. I'm hoping that happens. That's what I'm going to lean with here, even though he did look a lot smaller when they faced off yesterday. I was a little bit like, Jake Paul's really damn big.
How about the arm speed, though, on that slap?
That was good.
That was
good technique, too.
Impressive.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. It is a football Friday, a fight night Friday, and we'll be taking you up to that. But we have Stephen Jones with us. A little time change today. He's on at 6. Nick Harris, Star Telegram at 4, Brian. I know you'd like that.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, can I ask you guys a question real quick?
Yeah.
Can I ask Stephen Jones the boxing question?
Yes.
Or you want to save that for Monday?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
I just want to make sure I didn't want to step on your toes.
And sorry for that during the interview.
Yeah. Go for it. I hope it turns out well. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be Cowboys game day right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say pillow gloves, Kevin.
Pillow gloves.
He must die!
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.